Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with me right now. I have on the line with me Brandy Kyle,
And I found out about Brandy's father's situation with his business burning to the ground thanks to my friend Brandon Elder, who was on season 16 of American Idol. Brandon has been on the Mark White Show before, and we have helped other families. Brandon's just that type of guy. He's from Huntsville, Alabama. And I just want to read what he wrote in his post about Larry Sutton. Sad day for the people of Morgan City and surrounding areas. This place has been here my whole life. If you ever needed something and couldn't find it anywhere else, you could find it at the Salvage. I remember several times growing up, we would have a water leak or something would be wrong at the house, and my mom may or may not have the money for parts we needed. Not only would Larry just give her whatever part we needed, he would just leave work and come fix it for her. That's the kind of guy that just lost everything he's ever worked for. I know most everyone has probably already overspent on Christmas like me, but I'm sharing this GoFundMe below. If you can, let's help Larry and his family out this Christmas. Merry Christmas. That was about Larry Sutton and his business that burned. Brandy is Larry's daughter. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Brandy Kyle.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. And I know this is a touching situation with your father's business and his dedication and his passion, clearly, that Brandon Elder shared about your father and what he would do for other people.
It is. We love Brandon. We've known him for years. His mom was an amazing person. We've received so many stories like Brandon's and during this really difficult time. It has helped so much to hear. My dad has given back so much for so long, about 35 years in business. The business name was Morgan City Salvage. And we got a phone call, I think it was the 23rd, that the business is on fire. He had a lot of stuff. Some would call it a lot of junk, and there was some junk in there, but some was a lot of treasure. And that business helped build a lot of homes in the community. It helped a lot of businesses get started. One thing about my dad, if you couldn't afford it, you still got it. He had a huge filing cabinet full of those charge books, those little, where you write down, old time, used to write down orders. And he would just write it down. And if you couldn't afford to pay, you just got it. And I think about 2004, somewhere around there, I figured it up. And it was over $450,000 that people of the community owed him at that time. So you can imagine it's probably well over $1 million now. But my dad doesn't look at it that way. He looks at it like I was able to help these people, you know, do whatever they needed, businesses to get started, homes to get started, all sorts of things. And people just down their luck. He would just give them money. He's always been a giver, and this has just been really hard. He's 76 years old. This is his livelihood, and it's all gone.
Brandy, where does his giving spirit come from? Do you know what relatives or friends or people who made a difference in his life or an impact in his life for him to be this type of person?
I've often wondered that because as his kids, we're kind of like, Dad, this is, at some point, please stop, right? Like, I didn't ever really understand it. I never really understood why when someone owed you $1,000 and they had owed it for 10 years and they came in to get something, you would still let them get something else knowing you were never going to get paid. I never understood it. And I always fussed at him about it and I always begged him to do things differently so that one day he would have something himself and not have to work himself to death for the rest of his life. And standing beside him as his business burned, I knew why. Because at the end of the day, it's not about what you have. It's about what you've done. And my dad, no matter what, knows he's done all he can for anybody who has ever asked him. He is just an amazing person. Is he perfect? No, he is. But he's an amazing person that just, his heart is too good. And that's why he finds himself in the situation that he's in now.
And Brandy, I can relate because my grandfather, who raised me, was a preacher. And we would have people come to the house asking for money, asking for different things. And Granddaddy would always give whatever was asked of him. And I got frustrated because I would say, well, don't you know this person is ABC and lay out why he shouldn't be doing this. But that was his response to people, was to give and not be concerned beyond that, that it was his responsibility or his opportunity to be an example of giving.
Absolutely. And some lady told me, she said in a Facebook message, she didn't live here anymore. And she said, 8 years ago, I couldn't afford something and your dad gave it to me. And she said, I've never felt so alone in my life until your dad, when your dad gave me that, it reminded me God still cared about me. And she said, I to this day believe in God because he's a father. And that's what matters.
Wow. And in your father's situation for this business, with all that was contained within it, that was engulfed in flames, he didn't have insurance, correct?
Correct. He did not have insurance. And someone commented on a Facebook post and said that he was stupid for that. That was a stupid thing that he didn't have insurance. But like so many Americans, he couldn't afford it. He couldn't afford it. And when you have to choose between having insurance or having a livelihood, he chose to have a livelihood. That's the only source of income my father had. And just because he couldn't afford insurance, he couldn't close the doors because of that either. So, you know, he lost everything.
Well, and the idea of punishing someone for not having insurance, bills still come, and he still has to make a living and support his wife, Diane. And this is just an effort to help them get through how big of a deal this is to him, the impact that it has on the family.
Yes, that is correct. He's in terrible health. My dad had a car accident about 3 years ago, and he just hasn't been the same since. But, you know, he always was up there. In the store hours, he used to have set hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. He would be there all the time, on the weekends too. In the last few years, it's just been when he can. But my dad's number, there was a sign on the door. If you need anything, call me at this number. And if you called him at 8 a.m. or you called him at 8 p.m. or you called him at 2 a.m., that man would get up out of his home and he would come up there and he would help you. And if you didn't know what you were doing, he would go home with you and help you. That's just who he is. He was never no. We've come back from vacations early because people needed my dad. They needed a hot water heater and couldn't afford it anywhere else. Or he'd say, just go out there and get it and you can come back and pay me later. I'm not there right now, but you just go ahead and get it. Just stuff like that. And like you said about, you know, your grandfather, it is frustrating because I ask him, yeah, this person is never going to pay you. Have you not ever learned your lesson? Are you ever going to learn your lesson? And he would say, maybe they'll learn theirs. Maybe they'll pay me when they can.
Wow. Let's talk about when you were a child. Is this a place that you hung out at as a kid, that you would be around your dad in his business?
Yeah, so it used to be different. As he got older, it became harder and harder to keep up. But he used to have a basketball goal out to the side. Different kids in the community would come. We would be playing basketball all the time. And of course, you know, traffic was a lot less then than it is now. There's always kids running around the building. Someone stood there as the building was burning and said, I used to chase you and your sister around the store all the time trying to flirt with you. Of course, we were all kids. And just, you know, people would come in. There used to be a card table. It was a round table. It really wasn't a card table, but you could always find members of the community sitting around the table playing cards. Hearts was their favorite. There was always a hearts game going on or a rook game going on, and people just sitting in there having a snack, families coming in, renting movies. Just all, you know, we have so many people in this community that started out as customers that became friends, and now we consider family. It's just who my dad was. I just feel like it was a safe place for people to come and just sit and enjoy and just do whatever they wanted to do. It's kind of just a hangout.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Brandy Kyle. Her father, Larry Sutton, lost his business on December 23rd. I said Christmas Eve earlier, but it was December 23rd. He lost his business. It's a total loss. He didn't have insurance because he simply couldn't afford it. He's 76 years old, and as Brandy said, he has some health issues and he's trying to start over again. Now, Brandy has started a GoFundMe, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. I'm going to give out the GoFundMe information, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the volunteer fire departments, the effort that was made for putting out this fire, because it takes a lot of people in a situation like this. Of course, Larry Sutton has lost his business, but he had the volunteer fire departments come out and they took care of the responsibility of stopping the fire. And I want to talk about that with Brandy too. So I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has eight offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I have Brandy Kyle with me. She is the daughter of Larry Sutton, who lost his business on December 23rd. We're talking to Brandy about a GoFundMe that has been established to support her father and his wife, Diane, to recover from this fire. Welcome back to the show, Brandy.
Thank you for having me.
Brandy, you have started a GoFundMe, and this is to raise money for your father and for Diane in this situation. He's lost his business. This was a fire. It was a total loss. And I wanted to talk about the service of those fire departments that came in to try to stop the fire, their dedication, because I know we have some great volunteer fire departments in our area.
Absolutely. When I got there, fire hadn't been going 10 minutes when I get there, and Brindley Mountain Volunteer Fire Department's already on scene, already suiting up, putting water on the fire. You know, we're talking about the Christmas holidays, the 23rd. A lot of people are celebrating with their families already, and there those men were, and they were just absolutely, you know, doing the best that they could. We had so many surrounding fire departments come. I know ARAB came, Joppa, I think, Eva, Kateka, Lacey Springs, and I may be missing some, and I certainly don't mean to. The EMS showed up. There were so many people there. I think at one time I counted like 10 or 15 fire trucks. It was a big fire, a big structure. It encompasses a lot of space, and there they were, you know, risking their own lives and volunteering their time. They're not getting paid to do this, and we are just so grateful and so thankful to them and to their families for the sacrifices that they made.
You know, Brandy, someone posted a comment about organizing a GoFundMe for the volunteer fire departments. Volunteer fire departments will accept your money. They have chicken stews, all different kinds of events that they try to fundraise. And I would say that if someone wants to support their volunteer fire department, to make a donation directly to that department to support their efforts so that they get that money 100%. They're taking care of their communities, and some of those volunteer fire departments that you named, they're worthy of our contributions to support when there's a need, like in your father's situation.
Absolutely. A lot of the local ones, you know, we're a small community, and a lot of the ones that were there fighting also grew up in that store. They talked about the memories that they had. My best friend, her son is a firefighter, and he was there frontline. And it just means so much. I mean, I know it meant a lot to them, but it really means a lot to us that they were there. And that's what they do. And like you said, they have fundraisers and stuff that they do. And when you can give back, I definitely encourage people to do that, because they are absolutely not paid, and I know they could use all the support that they can get.
So far, your GoFundMe has raised $6,970. That's from 105 donations so far. The goal currently is $10,000. What do you think about the support so far with 105 donations made to support Larry Sutton's recovery from fire?
So the GoFundMe was kind of a touchy subject for me. I didn't want to do it. We've never asked for anything. My father has never asked for anything. And as of this broadcast, he doesn't know about it. I haven't told him yet. But on the ARAB awareness page, where they were so kind to my dad and saying such wonderful things, someone said, start a GoFundMe. And I responded, I don't want the negativity, because sometimes there's some negative connotations with those types of things. And
yes.
I just didn't want that. And some people started saying, you know what, he gave to us, let us give to that man. And then I got to thinking, for the people who, times are tough, right? They're tough for everyone. And I thought, for the people who want to, that's the big key word here, want to, and the people who are willing and want to and have the means to do so, then my dad is deserving of that if that's what they want to do. So I did create that for him. We had someone donated $100 via PayPal, and someone else donated $50 via PayPal. So we do have that to add to the total. Just people just giving, some anonymously, some non-anonymously, some people that I recognize the name, some people that I don't think even really know my dad. They just saw the story, and we're so appreciative, and I can't wait to just tell him about it and hope he receives it well, because he's probably going to be like, wow, why are you taking these people's money? You know, that's just not anything he's ever done, but I know he'll be so appreciative. You know, he didn't have insurance, but like I said, it wasn't because he was stupid or careless. He couldn't afford it. And it was just astronomical, like so many other things are now. He had to choose what he could and couldn't do. So at 76, he doesn't have the luxury of retiring. He's been self-employed his whole life. And like I said, he's given so much. He just doesn't. And that's kind of the downside, right? That's why I've always been a little aggravated with him. He never could save for a rainy day, because he was always helping everybody else's rainy days. So he never could save for his own rainy days. But we'll help him as well as a family. We'll help him, and we'll all band together. That money, we set the goal at 10K just to maybe assist with the cleanup, or maybe assist him in getting by in the days that he has no income coming in.
Absolutely. And from what you said in the first segment, when you're talking about the people and the memories, the nostalgia of your father's business, they want to help. And all you did was provide them an outlet, an opportunity to give back to Larry, who has obviously given so much to his community.
Absolutely. And again, we felt kind of bad even asking. We're not really asking. It's just a method of, if you want to, you can. But we're not asking for anything, and we don't expect anything.
Well, your dad sounds like a great guy. And when I saw Brandon Elder's post, I certainly wanted to share the GoFundMe and let people know about it, because we do want to give people opportunities to give where they want to give. And in this situation, I wanted you to be able to share, Brandy, about your dad, about his giving, to share Brandon Elder's post, to just reinforce that this is somebody who is definitely worthy of contributions during this time to help him and his wife, Diane, after losing his business to a fire.
Absolutely. There's so many worthy people and so many worthy causes to give to. If dad is in some way touched someone's life, or his story has touched someone's life and they want to donate, we would appreciate it so much. We will absolutely be paying it forward. It's just as a family what we do. And we're just so thankful just for the coverage. We're thankful for Brandon's post and so many in the community reaching out and saying the things that they're saying. We're just really thankful. And through it all, through the loss, through the devastation of my dad's business, we're so blessed and we're so thankful for everything that we have.
Brandy, I know you mentioned rebuilding and your father wanting to get back to what he loves to do. At 76 years old and with some health problems, as you addressed, How does he start back? What are the steps for him to be able to even have just a part of what he used to have after this fire?
Absolutely. It's going to be so difficult. I don't think that my dad even realizes the enormity of what he's saying. But the next day I called him. I'm sitting on the couch feeling sorry for myself, drowning my sorrows in a Starbucks and watching Andy Griffin reruns. And I call my dad and I'm emotional. I'm still emotional days later, but this is my father. And I called him and I said, "What are you doing, Dad?" And he said, "Getting ready for Christmas." I said, "Well, let's just postpone it and I'll not do it." And he said, "Absolutely not. And then I want to talk to you about what we're going to do up there at the salvage, how we're going to rebuild and what we could best do to serve the community." And I'm like, "Dad, you know, it's going to be a lot." And he's already talking, you know, first cleanup. That's going to be a major thing. We've had a lot of volunteers. People say, "I'll come and help you, whatever you need." And we're so thankful. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a massive cleanup to start. And then he's not going to build the salvage back. I know a lot of people will be wondering. He's not going to do anything like that. I don't think it'll be. And this is, you know, this is today's plan, right? This is just a few days after. Things yes. could change. But the plan is not to have a store. Just talking about some other ways, what's needed for the community. My dad has mentioned that there's not enough housing in this community. There's not enough places for people who don't have a home. And he's looking into things like that. And, you know, I mentioned storage units. I don't think he wants to do that. He wants to do something that would be more beneficial to the community. And, you know, he's already talking about how he can move forward. But first, the cleanup. And we 100% plan to clean it up. So that's first and foremost.
So in addition to supporting Larry Sutton's recovery from fire on GoFundMe, people can also volunteer to help clean up if someone is interested in that. Maybe they don't have funds to donate, but they have the time and they have the physical health to help clean this area up. That sounds good too.
Yeah, we'll make a post. You know, right now people are saying, "When do you need us? When do you need us?" We don't know yet. You know, got to get in there and see if there's anything at all that he can salvage and sell. If there's anything at all that he can, you know, sell, he'll start there. And then once everything that he can possibly, you know, continue his livelihood with is out of the way, then we'll start the actual hauling off, loading up, and we'll make some posts, and the people that want to volunteer would absolutely be appreciated.
Sounds very good. Brandy Kyle, we want people to go to support Larry Sutton's recovery from fire on GoFundMe. It's an easy search, so just go to GoFundMe.com and search support Larry Sutton's recovery from fire and contribute to this effort. He lost his business again December 23rd. It was a total loss. He didn't have insurance because he simply couldn't afford it. He's 76 and will have to start over again. It's not a man who has asked for help. His daughter, Brandy, has done this. And Brandy, I appreciate you stepping up to the plate for your dad. I appreciate you sharing about him and his dedication and commitment to his community to be such a giver. And I appreciate the fact that you were able to join me today here on The Mark White Show.
It was my pleasure to be here. I hate the circumstances, but I'm happy to be here, and I thank you for covering it.
Absolutely. Brandy Kyle joining us here on The Mark White Show. We appreciate her joining us today to share about her father, Larry Sutton. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and the example that Larry Sutton has set, and you'll want to go out and make a difference in your community. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.